it can tell you a lot about the quality.
Looking at where the water is coming from, what it flows over before it gets into the pond, that's really about the best thing you can do. If the water runs through a feedlot and gets into the pond, then the chances are very good you'll have exceptionally high levels of bacteria, and you may want to check it. But most of the time, we know that you're going to be above what we would classify as a safe limit for a public beach for swimming.
Geese that call your pond home can add a lot of bacteria in the water. However, Bro says the sun will eventually kill much of the bacteria, so it doesn't stay suspended in the water for an extended period of time. Do a visual inspection of the surface. If you see green or brown scum, an oily sheen, or floating dead fish, it's not a good idea to jump in. Most algae blooms aren't harmful to humans, but it's unpleasant to swim in. Bro says common sense is your best defense.
Can you get in water that's stagnant or water that's got algae in it? Yes, you can. But make sure that you don't drink that water. You don't swallow it. Make sure that you don't get in the water if you have an open wound or something. That could easily get infected.
Learn more about farm pond water quality at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The judge in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial will give the jury final instructions in a little over 2 hours. Then jurors will have to decide what happens next. ABC's Lindsay Tuckman is at the courthouse in Lower Manhattan with more.
The jury has several options today. They have the option of convicting Trump on all the counts, acquitting him of all of those counts, or delivering a mixed verdict in which he is found guilty of some charges, but not others. And the final option, of course, is a hung jury if they don't come to a decision in that. In which the judge could declare a mistrial.
The president and vice president will be in Pennsylvania today. They will be announcing a new initiative for black voters. Investigators in Youngstown, Ohio are still trying to figure out what blew the facade off a building, killing one person, leaving seven hurt. At this point, they have no idea what caused the explosion. In the Middle East, a series of strikes in the southern city of Rafah this morning as Israel continues its offensive. This is ABC News. Back in court again today, trying to get a new trial. Scott Peterson, convicted 20 years ago of killing his then-pregnant wife.
Much of the attempt by Scott Peterson and his attorneys from the LA Innocence Project relies on what unfolds in a Redwood City courtroom today. They want pieces of evidence tested or retested for DNA, and they claim those results will show under current DNA technology that Scott Peterson did not commit the murders. But prosecutors say Peterson was convicted and has tried over and over again to get off, but has been denied, and that the attempts need to stop. It'll be up to a judge today. Alex Stone, ABC News.
NBA playoffs. Timberwolves survive in the Western Conference Finals, beating Dallas, but Minnesota still trails in the series 3-1. And it turns out peanut butter may be good for babies. A new study from British researchers suggests that introducing smooth peanut butter to babies as young as 4 months old can cut down on the risk of peanut allergies by 70%. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains from May 24th through June 3rd. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at only around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear 49. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy 74 with scattered showers and thunder showers. Tomorrow night into Friday. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions Now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. In the Elijah Vu case, the judge is allowing the attorney for Katrina Bauer more time before her next court hearing after the Manitowoc County District Attorney said during Bauer's last hearing she has a lot of evidence she wants to use against Bauer if her case goes to trial. Bauer's attorney says she needs more time to look it over. A Milwaukee man enters a guilty plea in the death of a transgender woman. Clayton Hubbard was charged with first-degree reckless homicide in the fatal shooting of Regina Maya Allen in September of 2022. Milwaukee police arrested Hubbard based on Allen's dying description of her assailant and his vehicle. And the U.S. Forest Service is opening parts of the Chequamegon-Nicolet National Forest 5 years after they were damaged by a storm. 100-mile-per-hour straight-line winds during that 2019 storm knocked over 130,000 acres of forest and blocked over 100 miles of roads. That debris has been cleared out.
Spring fishing is finally here, and Fleet Farm has everything you need to reel in more fish this year. Upgrade your gear with the best brands like Rapala, Berkley, and St. Croix. Find exclusive flicker sheds you won't find anywhere else, starting at $12.99. Get rod and reel combos starting at only $24.99. And shop our wide selection of fishing line that starts at just $4.99. Land top fishing gear and everything else you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
Good morning, it's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, and Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. One person was injured in a two-vehicle accident in Maiden Rock Township Saturday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 19-year-old Lewis Galesbrook of Cottage Grove, Minnesota, was traveling southbound on Highway 35 when he and other vehicles in front of him were stopped to allow a car to turn. He was rear-ended by a southbound motorcycle driven by 76-year-old Bruce John Clayenhammer of St. Paul. Clayenhammer was taken to Red Wing Hospital. Glazebrook and a passenger were uninjured. Parents needing swimming lessons for their children can now take them to lessons in Ellsworth. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the Pepin County Health Department has offered to pay for bus transportation to and from Ellsworth for the lessons.
The county, through the health department, had some ARPA money that they hadn't spent that needs to use for specific things, of course. So what they're going to do is that they would provide the transportation over to Ellsworth for the swimming lessons. And the cooperation is that the county would be paying the bus company to transport the kids over there. The swim club has agreed to chaperone. And the cities, what we're going to do is we're going to register the kids.
The cost of the swimming lessons is $30. For more information, contact Durand City Hall. The man who police say pointed a gun at an Eau Claire police officer Friday was released from jail yesterday. Thomas Burback was in court yesterday. He was possibly shot by an officer Friday after police responded to Burback's house for a drunken domestic violence situation. The officer fired a shot at Burback after she said she saw him point a gun at her. Burback was taken to the hospital, but Eau Claire police have never said if he was actually shot. A judge yesterday gave Burback a $5,000 signature bond and told him to return to court for the case in July. The blue emergency phones at UW-Eau Claire are going away. The school this week said they are removing the iconic blue telephone poles and phones that allowed students to call police. UW-Eau Claire police says no one really uses them. Officers say they've seen only 3 legitimate emergency calls from the phone since 2015. Instead, officers say students use their cell phones. UW-Eau Claire's Brian Dollinger says cell phones are faster and more reliable. The university says crews will remove the blue phones over the summer. Wisconsin is looking to private money managers to help jumpstart entrepreneurs and startups in the state. Governor Evers is announcing a plan to dedicate $100 million to the new Wisconsin Investment Fund. The idea is to allow private sector money managers to handle the money and find a way to use it to benefit new companies and new projects here in the state. You're listening to WRDN News.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
There's a new secretary for Wisconsin's prisons. Governor Evers has named James Hoy to succeed Kevin Carr at the Department of Corrections. Carr retired in March. He was among Evers' first appointees to the start of his first term in 2019. Hoy has served as the department's deputy director since 2021. He joined the department in 2007 and has previous corrections experience in Minnesota and also in Wisconsin. A new court challenge was heard yesterday over Wisconsin's law limiting collective bargaining. The law was passed in 2011 and bans collective bargaining by public employees, including teachers. An earlier challenge was rejected by the state Supreme Court. But if this case moves forward, it could be heard by the now liberal-leaning Supreme Court. Yesterday's arguments on a motion by the Wisconsin legislature to dismiss the new challenge to the restrictions, and that was heard yesterday. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz signed new legislation yesterday for rideshare drivers in that state. The measure is a compromise between lawmakers and rideshare companies Uber and Lyft after hours of talks at the Capitol. Drivers will now make a minimum of $1.28 per mile and 31 cents a minute. The U.S. Forest Service is opening parts of the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest 5 years after they were damaged by a storm. WXPR reports that the Forest Service cleared out the debris caused by the 2019 storm. 100-mile-an-hour straight-line winds knocked over 130,000 acres worth of forest and blocked over 100 miles of roads. Tree trunks were piled 15 feet high in some places, waiting for crews to come to remove them. The reopening includes the Jones Springs area, a popular tourist and camping spot. A second recall effort against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has taken another step forward. Recall organizers turned in more than 9,000 signatures to the Wisconsin Elections Commission Tuesday and indicated confidence that they have the necessary 6,850 valid names to trigger a recall against the Assembly Speaker. Now that the signatures have been submitted, Voss has until June 7th to file a challenge. If he takes the full window to do that, recall organizers would then have until June 12th to file a rebuttal, with Voss's response due 2 days later. The Elections Commission would then have until late June to rule on the sufficiency of the recall petitions. Barring any legal challenges, that timeline would put a recall primary in early August and a recall election in early September. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is cracking down on wholesale vehicle dealers at two Beaver Dam locations. Seven dealers have had their licenses revoked for allegedly breaking state law. The department says each dealer failed to maintain a security bond, which ensures consumers can file a claim if the dealer does anything illegal. In the past few years, Wisconsin has seen an uptick in the number of wholesale dealer licenses and consumer complaints, resulting in investigations. You're listening to WRDN News.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
The Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs is looking for Vietnam veterans who would be willing to be interviewed for an upcoming event. The agency is holding the event next month for the 50th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War. Veterans and family members would share their stories on video to be preserved and archived. The three-day event will be held at Mall of America beginning June 13th. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Medicare loses $60 billion annually to fraud. June 3rd through the 9th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse. Learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
The Minnesota Timberwolves avoided elimination with a win over the Dallas Mavericks in Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals. Minnesota defeated Dallas 105-100. Anthony Edwards fell just shy of recording a triple-double, finishing with 29 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 assists. Karl Anthony Towns chipped in 25 points. Now Game 5 will be played tomorrow in Minneapolis. The Minnesota Twins stayed hot with a 4-2 win over Kansas City at Target Field. Jose Miranda gets the scoring going with a two-run single in the bottom of the first. Simeon Woods Richardson earned his second win of the season after giving up two runs on three hits in five innings. The Twins have now won 6 of 7. Bailey Ober will take the mound for Minnesota against Kansas City tonight. The Minnesota Lynx will go for their third win in a row when they host the Las Vegas Aces tonight. The Lynx are coming off a 92-79 win over Atlanta. Minnesota's 4-1 to start the season. High school baseball yesterday on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. The WIAA baseball playoffs got underway yesterday. From Division I, River Falls defeated Marshfield 1-0, while Chippewa Falls defeated Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln 2-0. From Division II, it was St. Croix Central winning over Gale Ectric Trempealeau 5-2. Abbotsford Colby wins over Osceola 4-1. It was La Crosse Logan defeating Baldwin Woodville 7-3. Prescott over Somerset 3-0. Division III baseball playoffs from yesterday. Elk Mound, they win big again, winning over Regis 10-0. That game in five innings. Neillsville Granton defeated McDonald Central 5-0. Fall Creek blanks Whitehall 3-0, and Mondovi wins. They defeat Osseo Fairchild 7-1. Division 4 baseball from yesterday. It was Blair Taylor over Port Edwards 1-0. Pittsville, they defeat Independence Gilmanton by a score of 2-1. Meanwhile, in girls softball, WIAA sectionals were held yesterday from Division I. New Richmond wins over D.C. Everest 1-0. Division II, Rice Lake over Ellsworth 6-3. Division III, girls softball, Prescott over La Crosse Aquinas 10-0. It was Fall Creek over McDonald Central 6-3. Oliva Strum, they defeat Blair Taylor 2-0. And it was Assumption in Division 4 defeating Pepin Elma 9-1. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on our website at realcountry1430.com/sports.
At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, summer is our season. And we're kicking it off with a free 12-ounce Island Punch smoothie for National Flip-Flop Day. Grab your flip-flops and head to your local cafe on May 29th from 2 to 7 p.m. Terms and conditions apply.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Cubs scored 5 runs in the top of the 10th inning to take down the Brewers 6-3 on Tuesday night at AmFam Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Michael Busch homered and drove in 2 for Chicago. Cody Bellinger took a homer away from Willy Adames, while Ben Brown tossed 7 innings of no-hit ball with 10 strikeouts. Brown certainly appreciative of Bellinger's effort.
You know, I can't say enough about the belly. I mean, that's a humble pie for sure, because I know that I was one pitch away from not having such an extravagant night. So what Belly did was just incredible, and that's a testament to our team and how hard they worked.
Cubs manager Craig Counsell said Brown gets better with every time out.
You know, he took that first outing and just wiped it away, and it's just been so good since. And the confidence that he shows, you know, I think he's a learner. He's adapted to whatever he's had to do. And we're getting a really good pitcher.
Brewers lost closer Trevor McGill when he took a line drive off of his pitching elbow.
It's not fractured. He got drilled pretty hard. He's going to be good and sore for a while.
That's manager Pat Murphy. Game 3 of that 4-game set is tonight in Milwaukee. The Brewers still haven't scored off of Cubs starting pitching in 5 games this season. That's no runs in 32 and a third innings this season against Chicago starters. The Brewers have had just 22 base runners, 12 hits, and 10 walks in those games. Milwaukee gets its first look at Shota Imanaga tonight in 9 starts this season. He has a 0.84 ERA. In the Midwest League, Wisconsin beat Fort Wayne 4-3. Beloit and Dayton were rained out. Minnesota Timberwolves avoided elimination with a 105-100 victory over the Dallas Mavericks. Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals. Anthony Edwards had 29 to lead the way. In the NHL, the Eastern Conference Final now tied at 2 games apiece after the Panthers beat the Rangers 3-2 in overtime. Sam Reinhart scored on the power play just over a minute into OT to give the Panthers the victory. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, summer is our season. And we're kicking it off with a free 12-ounce Island Punch smoothie for National Flip-Flop Day. Grab your flip-flops and head to your local cafe on May 29th from 2 to 7 p.m. Terms and conditions apply.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin, up your soft on the potty. This is most so roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and hella nice. The crib is always stocked.
It's our potty vibe.
She's cushioning things so my cheeks feel fly.
So worth it.
Everybody wanna touch the sky.
Charmin Ultrasoft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
To win in basketball takes a can-do spirit. So shave with Barbasol and inspire your team. Raise that red, white, and blue can and yell, "We can do this." If it doesn't work, you still got a great shave. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine, highs near 70, northeast winds at around 5. Tonight, mostly clear, lows upper 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs low 70s. And for Friday, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of showers and storms, highs mid-70s. Sunshine across the region this morning, Plum City 52, Lake City 50, Pepin and O'Galley 49, Mondovi at 47, Wabasha Nelson 46. Here at WRDN, sunshine 51 with Brantley Gilbert. And country must be countrywide. Good morning, it's 7:23.
Sign for the Mason Dixon, working, spitting, hunting, fishing, stone cold country by the grace of God. I was gassing up the other day. An old boy pulled up with a license plate from Ohio. Thought, oh good Lord, he's lost. From his Wranglers to his boots, he reminded me of Chris LeDoux. And that Copenhagen smile, the country must be countrywide. Shirt off our backs to anyone in need. We bow our heads before we heat, before we start our day, before we fall asleep. Cause in God we trust and we believe. And we see what's wrong and we know what's right. And no Hank, he said it all when he said country folks can't survive. Playing cash, Hank Willie and Waylon, and foreign cars and four-wheel drive. It's cowboys and hillbillies from farm towns to big cities. There ain't no doubt in my mind, country must be country wide.
Shout it out to the night, give me what I deserve, cause it's my Ryan Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Downtown looks like it's New Year's Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch tune some old deep cut Cheap Trick. Got your girl singing every word of it. So you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend. So you make her laugh all night and then take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play it cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Gassed up truck sitting in the driveway. In the back there's a black and a pink suitcase. She can't stop saying she's freaking out. You say, baby, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Then you hold her hand, kiss her one time, throw it in drive and take her home. They fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. Trying to play it cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Take her home. Sometimes God draws life like a dream. Paint you a 7 pound 5 ounce scene in a car seat creeping down the interstate. Two young lovers that are scared to death but still can't wait to take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. Trying to play it cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Take her home.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Kenny Chesney, take her home here on the WRD or on Good Morning on this Wednesday morning, 7:33. I'm doing six projects all at once here at the station. That's probably not a good idea, is it? Good morning, though. Happy Wednesday. And coming up next hour, we'll have birthdays, anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you'd like us to announce, give us a call, 715-672-8989. You can also visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM, and send us a message that way. Also, this morning, oak trees in California are in trouble. We'll tell you why here coming up this morning. One blood center trying to get people to donate blood. Well, they're going to be offering a special prize that people have a chance to win by donating blood, and we'll tell you about that here coming up this morning as well. Beautiful morning this morning. Did you notice the fog last night after some of these isolated storms moved through over by our house? Wow. The farm fields had this like low ground fog late in the evening, just before sunset. It was like, wow. It was kind of creepy. I was like waiting for, you know, instead of the soybeans emerging from John Kohler's farm fields, it was like, you know, Dawn of the Living Dead coming up out of the fog or something. That's what I was waiting for. Dogs were even kind of freaked out by it as well when we were outside. But yeah, kind of a weird phenomenon in the weather where the ground was just a little bit warmer. And of course, with the rain that had fallen and the cooler air temperatures creating that ground fog last night. But looks like while that fog's all burned off right now, that's for sure, because we have plenty of sunshine. Going to be a beautiful next couple of days. We'll have details with that forecast here coming up.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
It's just around the corner, the 61st Annual Durand Fun Fest, June 7th through the 9th at Memorial Park. The Fun Fest Medallion Hunt starts June 3rd. Chicken dinners will be served Saturday and Sunday to support Faith Lutheran Church. Music with the Big D's on Friday, the Dweebs Saturday night. The Classic Car Show and Broadfeet is Friday from 5 till 7. Badgerland Midway Rides are back, and the Grand Parade is Sunday at 2. Visit the Durand Improvement Group website for more information. It's the 61st Annual Durand Fun Fest, June 7th through the 9th at Memorial Park, Durand.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Forecast for today, we'll have plenty of sunshine. Going to be a beautiful day. Highs near 70, northeast winds at around 5. Tonight, clear, lows upper 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs low 70s. And for Friday, mostly cloudy. 50% chance of a shower or storm. We'll have highs mid-70s. Sunshine across the region. Plum City, 52. Lake City, 50. Pepin and O'Galley, 49. Mondovi, 47. Wabasha, Nelson, 46. Here at WRDN Sunshine 51 with Keith Urban and Long Hot Summer, it's 7:37.
I can't sleep. Ain't no sleep a coming. I'm just lying here thinking about you. I'm in deep, falling deep into the picture in my mind of everything we're gonna do. Over at the lake and down by the feel it start to rise. I wanna jump in my car, go wherever you are, cause I need you by my side. It's gonna be a long hot summer. Wish you'd be together with your feet up on the dashboard now, singing along with the radio. It's such a beautiful sound. Of my mind, I'm just waiting on the sun to go down. The sun to go down. I wanna see your brown skin shimmer in the sun for the first time. I gotta be the one who knows just what to do to you to get me that smile. One chance of meeting. You were walking by me on the street when I said hi. And that was the beginning of my heart spinning like these wheels in my head tonight. Star. All I really want is more than this moment right now. Cause when you say my name in the middle of the day, I swear I see the stars come out. And when you open my hand and I look into your eyes, oh, I swear it looks like you're waiting on the sun.
Outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
From the start, know what to look for. Off to the east, you can still read his words of love in John Deere green. On a hot summer night, he wrote Billy Bob loves Charlene. Letters 3 foot high, and the whole town said that he shouldn't use red, but it looked good to Charlene.
Don't go to your front door, and I don't keep that old Jeep in your driveway anymore. And my toothbrush ain't on your bathroom sink. Haven't been to your side of town in weeks. You're the reason this thing broke, so you should already know. It ain't your place to walk up, say hey. Family, when the birthdays come around, and don't act like you're happy for me when a dream works out. If I met someone or if I didn't, honestly, it's none of your business anyway. 'Cause at the end of the day,
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Ashley Cook, Your Place 750. I'm Brian Winnikins. And good morning. This is a reminder, the Spring Fresh Art Tour coming up June 7th, 8th, and 9th, 10 to 5 each day. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, June 7th, 8th, 9th. Tour of the Great River Road and the back roads of Pepin, Southern Pierce, and Buffalo counties, as you can enjoy a self-guided tour of home studios and galleries. Visit the Fresh Art Tours website for more information on that. Again, it's the Spring Fresh Art Tour coming up June 7th, 8th, and 9th from 10 until 5. Flacco the Owl. Remember Flacco the Owl? He captured the hearts of many New Yorkers. He was cut loose from his cage at the Central Park Zoo in early 2023. Well, he passed away recently after flying into a building on the Upper West Side of New York. Well, his remains are being donated to science. His wings and tissue samples were sent to the American Museum of Natural History. They will become a part of its scientific collection and will not be on display. Instead of being displayed, well, they're going to study Flacco and see how the city life treated him.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chentfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chentfit Smith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chentfit Smith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chentfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, summer is our season. And we're kicking it off with a free 12-ounce Island Punch smoothie for National Flip-Flop Day. Grab your flip-flops and head to your local cafe on May 29th from 2 to 7 p.m. Terms and conditions apply.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
When life spells heartburn, how do you spell relief? R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
What about when life spells spicy wings?
It's still R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Rolaids, powerful heartburn relief. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Real country.
Real country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I'm the only one.
red dress. Let down your hair. Cancel those reservations. There's no need to go nowhere. As good as you're looking right now. Girl, I bet you're thinking I'm crazy. There's a side of you that I want to see that never ceases to amaze me. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess. Sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I want to see. Give me that girl. Give me the girl that's beautiful without a trace of makeup on. Barefoot in the kitchen singing her favorite song. Dancing around like a fool, starring in her own little show. Give me the girl that the rest of the world ain't lucky enough to know. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess. Sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a